Welcome to the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast with Buck Risby, bringing you the latest in evidence-based but often controversial approaches to natural health and wellness with less stress. Plus, healthy advances for slipping into your ideal weight while looking and feeling younger than your years. Sprinkled with surprising stories, expert interviews, and plenty of irreverence for the status quo. If you're ready to take charge of your health and finally feel in control, buckle up and enjoy this next episode of Ultimate Lifespan.
Hey folks, Buck Risby here, another episode of the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast. This episode is about how homeopathy saved my life. You see, about a year ago, I experienced a traumatic brain injury and thought that I would be forever handicapped as a result. Today, I'm very happy to tell you that I've made a full recovery, thanks to homeopathy, and without requiring drugs or surgery as an intervention to recover. The story begins about a year ago. I was at a party with some friends. I tripped and fell in the kitchen, hit my head on the counter, and passed out. My friends came rushing in. They dialed 911 and whisked me away to the hospital. Now, at some point during that time, I came back. I came to. The ER doctor ordered up a CT scan. That all looked normal. I was coherent. I was answering their questions, being responsive. They decided to discharge me. Well, before doing that, they stitched me up and then decided to discharge me. It wasn't until about a month later that I started to experience some of the first symptoms. Those symptoms included a dramatic weakening in the right side of my body, my right arm, my right hand, my leg. It affected my walking, my typing, my ability to do push-ups, to pull and push things. And then it started to get worse. My memory was going. My speech was slurring. It was really embarrassing. I'd be on the phone or on a video conference, and I would be very aware of the fact that I might slur, I might slip up and slur at any point. At that point, I thought that I was just experiencing some ongoing effects of a concussion, and I was treating it like a concussion. But as part of that treatment, I decided, you know, let me just be extra cautious. Let me go ahead and get an MRI. So I worked with a health practitioner, ordered up an MRI, went in for the scan, and lo and behold, the truth was revealed. I wasn't just experiencing a concussion. I had a full-blown chronic subdural hematoma. By chronic, that means it wasn't an acute hematoma is something that occurs almost, you know, immediately after the injury. Here, I was several weeks later, and the blood was starting to pool slowly, squeeze my brain slowly, and that was having dramatic impact and manifesting in those symptoms that I just described. So the doctor on call, when I had my MRI done, it told me that I need to immediately go to the ER again and get this looked at. Well, I said, well, look, I walked in here for the MRI. I'm going to be able to walk out. Let me make a plan. And that's what I did. I made a plan with my wife. We decided to take a two-pronged approach. I was my own best advocate, and I took my good health into my own hands. So we decided that we would consult with the best of the best. So we identified a neurologist, in this case, a neurologist and neurosurgeon, someone with those combined credentials. And I scheduled an appointment to go see her. Additionally, my wife found a homeopath. Now, my wife is a holistic nutritionist. She's studying to become a homeopath now. And she found a homeopath who's had tremendous success helping people recover from traumatic brain injuries. In fact, my wife found a case study that was published by this homeopath that of a woman who with almost identical symptoms and identical scenario where she slipped and fell, hit her head, and then started manifesting symptoms several weeks later and then made a full recovery with the help of the homeopath. I got on a call with the homeopath before seeing the neurosurgeon. He said, look, I can definitely help you, but I want you to go see the neurosurgeon, see what she has to say. I would also, in the meantime, like to take a look at your scans, and let's meet up after you meet with her. So my wife took me into the office with the neurosurgeon. I walked in under my own power, although my right leg was still kind of acting up. And I'm in the examination room with my wife, She walks in, the doctor walks in with a couple of assistants and looks amazed. She's like, I looked at your scans. It's incredible to me that you walked in here on your own 2 feet and that I'm talking to you right now. I was putting together coherent sentences. I was talking very intelligently. I said, well, what's going on, doc? She took me in the other room where the computer was lit up with my brain scan, which I hadn't seen up to that point. And she showed my brain was clearly being squished like a grape. The blood was pooling on the right side. She was demonstrating to me by flipping through the images of the scan, showing how the blood and the hematoma ran from the top front of my head to the top back of my head. And so it ran the full length of my head front to back. She said, look, I need to get in there. We need to schedule surgery within the next 48 hours. I want to take a large section of your skull out. I then need to drain the blood. You're going to be in ICU for at least a week and then go through a recovery period afterward. I paused for a moment and I said, okay, doc, what's plan B? And I looked her straight in the eye and said that. Now, I'm sure she's not used to people asking questions like that, you know, challenging her, because she made a very firm diagnosis and recommendation that I needed surgery right away. I needed surgery stat. And I'm asking for plan B. Well, she paused for a moment herself, sighed, and said, well, there is the possibility of you taking a drug. It's an off-label use of a drug called tranexamic acid, or TXA. It's used for women to help reduce heavy blood flow during menstruation. But it also has been used off-label for cases like this, a chronic subdural hematoma. Well, I tell you, when I heard that, I immediately said, I want plan B. I'm not ready to jump into surgery and get my head cracked open. Thank you very much. So, much to her chagrin, I took the plan B option. She went ahead and prescribed the medication, but she did say she wanted to see me again in a week. She wanted to order up another MRI in about a week's time. And if my situation got any worse during that time, she wanted me to agree to head back into surgery with her. And I kind of said, okay, I gave her that much, but I wanted to get the hell out of there, right? I wanted to go pick up the TXA, start taking the pills, and move on to the next steps. So then I called up the homeopath and I shared with him what the doc said. I shared the scans with him. He said, I completely understand. I know I can help you. Let me prescribe you my homeopathic remedies. He prescribed a series of remedies for me to take over the next 3 or 4 months. He was confident that my symptoms would be resolved within 30 to 60 days and that it's very likely that I would have complete resolution within a 6-month time frame. I said, you know what? That sounds great to me, but what should I do about the TXA medication that she prescribed? He left that up to me, and I decided not to take the TXA. It was my feeling that, look, let me try the homeopathic route first, see if it starts having any effect quickly, and if it does, I'll just continue down that route. So the homeopath FedExed me his remedies, and I also went ahead and grabbed the TXA, the tranexamic acid, so I'd have that on hand, and I started that protocol. Well, a week later, I had another MRI. I went in to see the neurosurgeon, neurologist again, and you know what? She bounced in the room, and she looked very pleased. She said, let me check your arm. She checked my arm strength. She checked my leg. She says, you know, your function has improved. The size of the hematoma has gone down fractionally, and I'm very encouraged at your results. She never asked me if I was taking the TXA, and I never told her that I wasn't taking the TXA. But I got to tell you, I had a big smile on my face too. She said, you know what, let's continue on this for another 30 days. You come see me in 30, get another MRI first, and then come see me again. So fast forward 30 days. I'm continuing on the homeopathic remedies. I have another MRI. I go in to see the doc. I haven't seen the MRI yet. She bounces in the room again. She says, wow, this has gone down substantially. I think it was down about 50% at that point. All of my symptoms have been resolved at that point. I was no longer slurring. I was pretty much back full strength with my right arm and right leg. I was able to now type, and I felt like I was coming back to life again. You know what? When those symptoms were occurring, when they were happening to me, I literally was going through a process of trying to decide, what will my life be like now if I'm forever hobbled by this situation? If I'm unable to type, you know, forevermore, if I need to use speech to text technology to capture my voice and convert that into emails and writing. I was planning my life around this because I felt like, okay, this is going to become permanent, and I need to live with this. And I can't tell you how grateful I was that I was on the mend. She said, you know what? Instead of coming and seeing me again in 30 days, come see me in 60 days. Well, fast forward again, another 60 days, another MRI, going in to see the doctor. And at this point, the scan is coming back clean. If you compare the scans between where I was with the first MRI and what the scan looked like on my last MRI, it is night and day. They are not the same brains. The brain is being squished like a grape. In the second one, everything is perfectly normal. And I knew that because I could speak, I could run, I could walk, I could type, I could remember things. I was back. And I got to tell you, I can't say how excited, how energized. I basically felt like Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas morning, that I'd been given another crack at life. Literally, that's a great way for me to characterize this, is I am Ebenezer Scrooge waking up on Christmas morning, right? After being visited by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future. The other thing I have to tell you, the only protocol I followed was the homeopathic protocol provided to me by Manfred Mueller. I want to say thank you, Manfred, for helping me, listening to me, providing me your expert guidance. And the other thing I have to say is that the value, a few things. One, the price of Manfred and the services that he delivered to me was something less than $1,000. The potential price of the surgery, the surgical approach of opening up the side of my head, draining the blood, etc., was going to amount to be tens and tens of thousands of dollars. That's one aspect. If there's the financial aspect. But the other aspect you should be aware of is that the recovery time, the chance of recovery, was probably going to be a lot less with the surgical intervention approach. So let me just summarize what we're talking about here. I experienced a traumatic brain injury. A period of time transpired between the injury and the diagnosis of me having a chronic subdural hematoma. That was about 3 or 4 weeks. My brain was being squished like a grape. I was having symptoms of right arm, right leg, right hand, losing the strength, losing the ability to type, losing the ability to speak at times with slurred speech, having my memory being affected, given the options of death, probably in the case of the doctor, thinking that I was going to, you know, die or be an invalid, or having a surgical intervention, which is what she was recommending. Thank goodness I asked her for what the alternative was. That I was, in effect, that wasn't what she was volunteering. I had to press her. I had to be my own best advocate and say, you know what? That sounds great, but I need to know what are the other options. That I think the way I worded it was, what are the non-surgical options here? And she begrudgingly, I hate to say it, offered me the TXA, which I was prepared to take. I have to admit, that was going to be my alternative if my conversation with the homeopath didn't go the way I expected. But the homeopath, because of their experience with head injury, because of the successes that they've had, the great case studies and an example case study that was almost identical to mine, I decided to take that path. But the thing that I did in conjunction with that is I still stayed in touch with my allopathic doctor. Every week or to month to, you know, every couple months, I was getting rescanned and having check-ins with my homeopath, with my traditional doctor. Now, I do feel bad. I do blame myself for not letting my doctor know that I wasn't taking the TXA, that I was not taking her prescribed medication. And my wife tells me that I should let her know that, and I may do that. My penance in this is to produce the podcast and try to distribute this far and wide so people are aware of the path that I take. I'm not poo-pooing and saying just, you know, discount traditional medicine out of hand. But I am saying you need to be your own best advocate. You need to ask about the alternatives. You need to get a second opinion, and you need to make the final call. Don't let the doctor make the final call. I think that is, you know, the things that I've learned most out of this experience for me personally is you need to be your own best advocate. You need to get second opinions. You need to make the final call. It is not, unless you're passed out, laying on the bed, on life support, and someone else is making that call for you, fine. That probably should be your loved one that's making that call, not the doctor, unless they're in the ER and they're saving your life at that point. But if it's a situation where you have the ability to make that final call, do not abdicate that to the doc, okay? In my case, I got the options. I learned from the neurologist, neurosurgeon, that the two options she was presenting were surgery, and then if I wasn't going to take that option, she gave me a plan B of the medication. I then went and got a second opinion from the homeopath. Homeopath said, yes, it's smart to stay under the watchful eye of the neurosurgeon, but I'm going to recommend that you take the homeopathic route. I did plan C, if you will. So I took the homeopathic route, still under the watchful eye of the neurologist. I did not take the medication, and now my brain is back to normal. It's as if it never happened. So I'm hoping this is helpful for anyone out there, whether they have experienced a traumatic injury, a brain injury, or know of someone that has, or how they might approach a future health condition that where they need to make a critical decision that might affect them for the rest of their lives. Always important to step back, get a second opinion, and consider a natural approach to healing if one is available to you. This is Buck Risby with the Ultimate Lifespan Podcast. I'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for joining us today on Ultimate Lifespan. Head on over to ultimatelifespan.com for full recaps of every show, our controversial but educational blog articles, and to take our ever-popular 30-second health assessment quiz. See you at ultimatelifespan.com.